Well, I tell you what, I get to talk to people all over the country, and very evident right now that this thing's spreading out. Robert Pearson from Virginia, all kinds of things going on. Off-season coaching a little football.
Yeah, Terry, I'll tell you. I mean, I really have had a wonderful time with coaching my kids this year in Pop Warner League, and they are having the time of their lives. I mean, we go, and Daddy's coaching. Daddy's calling the plays. I've got a son that's quarterbacking. One's a running back. I got the third is a linebacker. So you can imagine the Pearson guys are out there doing it.
Well, you know, you think about the pro fisherman, you know, you've been out on the FLW tour and doing those kind of things, fishing now the new Strand series and some of those kind of things, but you got to have that time for family. That's critical.
I tell you, Terry, you know, we're on out there on the road in hotels and missing the family, but you got to be able to separate them and give the family as much time as you possibly can, because family is so important to us and all of us at the Ranger family. Also, without family, there is nothing else. But family, like you said, is so important to us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about sponsorship. You know, the A&W Root Beer is going to be out there this year, and you're going to be part of that team.
Now, what an exciting group of people that they have aligned with the A&W Root Beer team. I am so excited being a part of Canterbury Sweps Company. They have done a magnificent job since I have been a part of the group, which is 3 years, because it came from 7-Up. Then I went to Hawaiian Punch, and now A&W Root Beer. It's by far the best sponsor any man could ever ask for or to become a part of.
You're never going to be thirsty, that's for sure. You got plenty of stuff to drink there. But, you know, when you look at that, I think sponsorship, sometimes people don't understand, you know, the FLW sponsors versus maybe getting a wrap program or whatever. Having these wrap programs really helps you with your fishing.
I tell you, Terry, they just don't realize how important it is, because you are a part of sponsorship, and without them there is no fishing for us, because someone has to pay the bills or help support paying the bills. And thank God for all of our sponsors. I'm telling you, Ranger, Evinrude, all of our sponsors are just exciting to be a part of the FLW group, because it's a family. All of the people that Erwin Jacobs have put together and help create an opportunity for a young African-American as such as myself to be out there on the water, it's only a dream come true, because this is only a dream for me, because we were dreaming this. Just 5-10 years ago, I was dreaming about fishing. Now, like my parents has always said, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. And I tell you, what a dream come true.
Well, you got to be excited, you know. I mean, you know, you look at all the things you've got, all the opportunities in fishing. You know, you probably grew up fishing as a young man, and now getting to fish professionally, that's got to be cool for you.
Without a doubt. Like my dad said, you know, I grew up in a little town of Vienna, Herndon, Virginia, and we just dreamed about just going out back and fishing and having fun with dad and his brothers and my brothers, and it was just something to do. And now after college, going fishing and doing it for a living. Come on, Terry. This is only America. It can only happen in America. But as you were saying, my sponsors, without them, none of this could happen. And without people like yourself, Terry, bringing this to America and letting everybody know that, hey, guys, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. So don't put limitations on what you can dream about or what you can do, because just dream about it, and I guarantee you, you can get a game plan or write up some type of paperwork and say, look, I can do this, and you can achieve it.
Well, you've got a lot of people, predecessors before you, the Larry Nixons, those guys that have had to cut the ground and some of those kind of things, and now a lot of guys like you are stepping in and saying, hey, I can do this thing, and I'm going to be just as successful, and with the right sponsorship and getting out there and doing the right work, you can be very, very successful in this business.
Without a doubt. Like, for example, like you said, Larry Nixon, I've got a mentor, which is Guido Hibden, and his wife, Stella. She's just as much of a big part of this as he is to me, because when I first came on tour, the both of them took me under their wing and said, look, you have a good time, you enjoy this, because these people are expecting you to at least make a good showing and have a good time and represent their product in a positive manner. And when Guido said that to me personally, I took it to heart, and I knew this is where I wanted to be, because people like them don't come every day, and I knew it was genuine and from his heart. And ever since then, He has been my biggest admirer. And I tell you, that's one of the legends that I take my hat off. And if anyone ever asked me who's the greatest angler ever was, got to be Guido Hibden, by far.
You know, he didn't do too bad with kids. I just recently saw, you know, of course, Dion win the Classic, but now he's got a grandson that's doing just as well. You know, it doesn't run, the roots run pretty deep in that bass fishing family.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's kind of funny you should say something about that, because Guido's son, Dion, and I, and all of his kids, his three boys and my three boys, played golf this off season at the FLW Championship in Hot Springs. And, of course, when the golf match was all over, we let Guido's son tally up everything. And, of course, who do you know who won the tournament? Of course, Guido's son won the tournament. I came in second. Dion finished probably third or fourth, but he didn't say because he didn't win.
That's what it's all about, right? You know, when you look at it, the friendly competition and what our sport is coming, you know, it's growing incrementally. And you look at bass fishing and in the future, what it can be. You talked about dreaming a little bit. You know, kind of give me in your mind's eye what you think can happen next. I mean, you know, you look at bass fishing and where it is today. What are some of the things you think will happen in the future?
Well, I tell you, you know, it's gone nationwide. I think that it's going to start escalating into the inner cities, the kids that get off the streets and start talking about fishing and taking it to the next level. We haven't touched the iceberg of where it can go, because I see kids' eyes when I walk into a school in the inner cities and they see that it's an angler from an African-American community coming into our neighborhood and can to explain to us, guys, there's no limits. And it's just amazing. It just gives you chills to see kids just stand up and just applaud seeing you walk in the door. It's just, like I said, it's unbelievable.
Well, George Cochran told me, he said, one of the things that's neat about our sport is, you know, if you're a PGA golfer, you get 55 years old and you're limited by your age. In bass fishing, you can be as young or as old as you need to be and still be competitive.
And I tell you, I look at Guido, as I was saying, the elder statesman and still at the top of his game. I mean, if he can think it, he can do it. He can, I guarantee you that Guido's forgotten more fishing than most of us will ever know. Because, like I said, he lives it, he breathes it. That's what he was all about. And he has always been a gentleman and someone that you can look up to as far as fishing and his lifestyle is concerned. You know, because, one, he loves his wife. He loves his family. And the kids that he has surrounded him, they do a real good job, as you can see. Look in the paper.
Well, Robert, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Keep up with us and let us know what goes on in 2006, will you?
That I will, and I look forward to being the first African-American to make the cut.
That sounds great. Thanks for being with us. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio.